This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed that the Union Budget 2025 as a game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in the acceleration of the country's journey towards Viksit Bharat. In a post-budget message yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the Union Budget paves the way for the innovation, entrepreneurship and the sustainable growth across the multiple sectors including AI, toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear, the food processing and the gig economy. The Prime Minister said that the Union Budget reflects the government's commitment to fulfilling the aspiration of every Indian.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. यह बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. यह बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Mr. Modi also said that the budget will greatly benefit the middle class of the country as the income up to 12 lakh rupees has been exempted. He said that the empowerment of the agriculture sector will give the boost to the rural economy. The Prime Minister further said that it focuses on manufacturing the empowering the entrepreneurs, the MSMEs and the small businesses. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday presented the first full-fledged budget on the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that the adding of the standard deduction of the 75,000 rupees for the salaried class and the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced the new income tax slabs in the new regime of the taxation. Meanwhile, the several opposition leaders have criticized the government, saying that the budget has nothing for the middle class and the youth of the country. Talking to the media outside the parliament, the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said that the budget does not discuss the problem of the unemployment and the other issues concerning the youth. Campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections has reached the final leg, addressing a series of public rallies in the national capital yesterday. The senior BJP leader and the Home Minister Amit Shah accused Aam Aadmi Party leader of lying to the people of Delhi during the Anna Hazare movement by saying that he would not form a political party. He hit out the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, claiming that the scams worth thousands of crores were done, including the liquor scam and the Jal Board scam. On the other hand, the Aam Aadmi Party leader, Arvind Kejriwal, addressed several public meetings at the national capital. He said that the Aam Aadmi Party government has improved the schools and the hospitals in the city and ensured the electricity and the water supplies to the people of Delhi. He also alleged that the people's monthly expenditure will rise if the BJP comes to power. Meanwhile, the 8 Aam Aadmi Party MLAs have joined the BJP in the presence of Delhi BJP chief Virendra Sajdeva yesterday. They are Vandana Gaur, Rohit Mehrolia, Girish Soni, Madan Lal, Rajesh Rishi, B.S. Jhun, Naresh Yadav and Pawan Sharma. They also resigned from the AAP on Friday. All the 8 MLAs were denied tickets by the AAP for the Delhi Assembly elections this time. In Chhattisgarh, the 8 Maoists were killed in an encounter at the security forces at Bijapur yesterday. According to the police, a joint team of security forces comprising of the District Reserve Guard, Delhi Reserve Police Force, and an elite unit commando battalion for the Resolute Action and the Special Task Force launched for anti-Naxalite operation after receiving the intelligence input after the presence of the Maoist in Galkur area. And in cricket, Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup defending champions India will take on South Africa in the summit clash in afternoon at Kuala Lumpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.